This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Next up is Doc. He's listening in Beaumont, Texas. Hi, Doc.
Hey, Hank. Man, what a pleasure to speak to you, my brother.
It's nice to talk to you as well.
What I have on my mind is I've heard you say on several occasions that prayer is a two-way street. And as you can imagine, I can do pretty well at bringing a list of things from me to God. Help me with some advice on how do you listen.
Yeah, that's a great question. And the reason I say prayer is a two-way street is because of the concept of biblical meditation. And I would say that's first and foremost in my mind in speaking about this, in that what you do when you meditate is you access the missing link between the intake of Scripture and an effective prayer life. So you can think about it this way, that God speaks to us through the majesty of His Word. And as we meditate upon the Word, His words are literally penetrating our life in not a dull and dead sense, but in a dramatic and alive sense. They're interacting with our lives. And so meditating on the Word of God allows God to speak to us through the mystery and the majesty of His Word. And then also, when you think about our communication with God, that is not just bringing a laundry list of prayer requests. It is building this interactive, live, and dynamic relationship with the lover of your soul. So when you're speaking to God, you're speaking to Him in terms of worship and fellowship and communion and relationship. And that's ultimately what we were created for to begin with. We are created for fellowship or relationship with God. Sin, of course, threw a monkey wrench into all of that. In the redemption, all of that is going to be restored again. Not only will we have the imago Dei or the image of God restored in us, but we will, through that, have the restoration of genuine, pure, and complete fellowship with our Creator. But we can partake in that even now as believers through the majesty of meditating on God's Word and then speaking to Him just as one friend speaks to another, which is precisely what we are. Just as God called Abraham a friend, so He calls us friends even more than that, sons and daughters who have been adopted in the family of God. And therefore, we can go boldly into His presence and call Him Abba Father.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.